The young man watched as his brother pulled him from the large oxidized copper pipe. He held out his hand as the older of the two dumped heaps of dirty mushrooms into them. He turned and filled the last of the 7 buckets with the invasive fungi. "Looks like we can probably fit in another pile of these things," the older of the two said as he started to climb into the pipe again. "I'll just go and get a bit more." The younger brother stayed silent. Despite his dislike of the job, he knew it was necessary. The mycelium people of the city above went about their business, unable to control where their spores fell. Of course, there were janitors above to clean the streets, but down here, they were the only two tasked with cleaning out the pipes that often came clogged with those growing infants. There was a reason for that.
"Hey, bro. Why don't we just call that enough? This place gives me the creeps."
From down the pipe, his brother laughed.
"The more we bring back, the more money we earn. You know this."
"I know. I just..."
The younger brother paused.
"We both know what happens to the fungi we miss."
"Holy shit."
He and his older brother had been doing this job for a long time, so he was flooded with dread when he heard that. That usually meant one of two things. Either his brother was somehow hurt, or when his brother climbed from the pipe carrying a struggling bundle of anger, the younger brother's throat caught. This had to happen today. They were nearly finished, and now this. "How far along is it?" he whispered. The brother stared down at the small creature.
"Well, I tried to take off one of my fingers, so...
far enough, I guess." There was fear in the older brother's eyes. Both of them knew the next step, but neither wanted to take it. Despite how feral its small mycelium infant was, it was still alive. When its spores had fallen into one of the many gutters around the city, somehow it had survived. It didn't ask to grow up here. It didn't ask to be the forgotten dregs of sometimes uncaring people. It didn't ask to grow up eating the siblings that fell with it. It was a survivor. The brothers knew better than anyone what that meant. The younger brother gulped and spoke through dried lips.
"Look, you hold it out."
There was a long silence. Up until now, the sounds of the city above had been forgotten. But they rose to a cacophony emphasizing the weight of their duty. They stood there for a while, the high-pitched voices of the people above invading their thoughts, until the older brother took a deep breath.
"Yeah, that was a good idea."
His voice caught slightly as he knelt to the floor. He held the creature down, and despite its wriggling, there was no escape for it. It was almost like the creature knew what was coming, because it looked up at the younger brother with wide eyes. The younger brother could see the spark of survival in its eyes, and he could remember when his life was not very different from this poor creature, when his brother took increasingly dangerous jobs just to keep food on the table. But that wasn't their life now. The younger brother's heavy boot came down on the baby's face with force. He felt the body pop as the floor was sprayed with the fluids of the feral beast. His older brother jumped away, but the goop covered his red jumper. Neither bothered to wipe it off themselves. They wore it like a reminder of what they used to be. Throwaways. "Let's call it quits for today, all right?"
"Yeah."
The older brother didn't argue anymore, and the younger didn't bother making conversations as they collected their full buckets. They opened the manhole cover into the bright sunlight and bustling streets. Neither of the brothers would ever get used to the majesty of this place. Even now, they lost their breath at the sight of the massive castle that filled most of the skyline. A tall castle-like wall stretched hundreds of feet above them, overshadowed only by the towers at their corners. The younger brother's eyes rested on the parapet that sat above the gatehouse. That was where she would give her speeches, whenever she needed to count the population. That was also where the winners of the annual race stood, as they received their medals. One day he'd be there, he thought, as he dumped one of the buckets into the disposal truck. All he had to do was earn enough money to enter that race. And it'd be easy. He had been training to win that race since he could walk. He was about to dump the last of the buckets when his eyes caught on the mushrooms that filled the container.
He instinctively looked over to make sure his brother was looking away before going back to the bucket.
This is a bad idea, he thought as he reached in. I shouldn't be doing this, he thought, as his hand came out with a handful of fungus. This will be the last time, he thought, as he slipped the pile into the pocket of his work clothes. His body was a mix of excitement and shame as he dumped the rest. He reached up and flipped the switch and secured the back of the truck closed. The rest would be incinerated. An hour later, the younger brother was sitting on his bed staring at the small mushroom that he held in his hand. He was filled with hateful longing. He wanted to feel the power that came with a single bite of these small things. He rolled over, he placed the mushroom on the bed next to him. He wanted the electricity to fill him. He wanted... When he thought about what it did to his brother and his friends, he hated himself. Why couldn't he stop what was wrong with him? He was about to pop the mushroom into his mouth when his door burst open. His brother stood there for what felt like hours before striding into the room and grabbing the mushroom away.
You think I wouldn't notice?
The older brother lifted the edge of the bed and grabbed a hold of the pouch of the addictive shrooms.
Look, I'm sorry. No, stop. You can't keep apologizing every time you slip up.
The younger brother could see the anger and sadness in his eyes. It was just going to be one. I'm getting better.
Better? Last time you took these, I had to explain why you spent 3 days thinking that you were on a tennis team. You said it was just going to be one, then two. You had 15, but...
The younger brother longed to bite into the sweet-tasting mushroom. The taste of the growing flesh. You were using it.
I had to pay nearly all of our savings just to make sure that they didn't bring up the issue to her. What would have happened then?
The younger brother didn't say anything. He was too busy staring at the mushroom in his older brother's hands. It wouldn't take much to grab it, swallow it. He was about to do just that when he noticed his brother's face. He had barely heard the door slam as he sat there stunned. It had been years since he'd seen that kind of desperation in his brother's face. A wave of shame flooded him, followed by a deep hatred. And his brother was right. Eating those things, they helped no one. It only led to darkness, and he leaned back and stared at the poster above his bed. The annual race. It was tomorrow, and he'd be there, racing, if he hadn't wasted their savings in the stupid addiction. He wiped away the tears. His dreams were so far away. And he went to sleep crying. The sound of voices outside his room woke him up. The sun was just peeking over the horizon, and its morning rays filled the room with a golden glow.
Look, this isn't what I normally do, his brother was saying.
He tipped out to the door and opened it a crack. He had to clamp his hands to his mouth when he saw who sat at the table. It was her. She was radiant, even though she was lounging in the chair with her feet resting on the back of a mycelium servant. She still had this royal air about her. I understand, but this time it's different, she spoke sternly. There's a lot more at stake than just a medal. His brother looked unconvinced.
When should we be at the racetrack?
We? She sounded surprised.
I don't race without my brother. Either we're both in or none of us are in.
Fine. Your conviction is... cute. She stood up, and her servant ran to the door to open. Be at the track in 1 hour. It took only 10 minutes for both brothers to be ready. They stood at the door, the youngest barely able to contain his excitement, and the older smiling more than usual. This was it. This was the chance to make it to the top. Winning this race would set them up for life. No more climbing into the sewers to clean up the ignored waste. No more living from job to job. No more seeing these damn mushrooms every day.
Are you ready?
The older brother looked out the door. Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
The older brother stepped out into the bright sunlight. But the younger brother didn't. He was busy staring into the trash can nearby. Inside, sitting on the remains of last night's dinner, was a small mushroom. Eat it. It called to him in a soundless urge. Eat me and be the best you. The younger brother stepped out to follow the older. A small mushroom, tucked away in his pocket, still calling out to him. Eat me and make the world good again. The drive to the race ground took nearly 45 minutes. It was a good distance away from the city because of the sheer size of it. Anyone who looked at it without knowledge of construction would think it disobeyed the laws of physics. At some points, the track traveled vertically up. The way it tilted would make you think the racers would fall right off. And just seeing the track nearly brought the younger of the two brothers to tears. This was his dream. This was his future. Things would finally be different. The mushroom in his pocket whispered the scent of pleasure. Eat me. Sitting on his ride on the track erased the constant reminder of the mushroom from his mind. He was here. This was it. He glanced at his brother and spied her leaning down to give him a kiss. There was something there, even though neither of the two would say it. His eyes shifted to the racetrack, and he listened for the buzzer.
Three.
Not yet.
Two.
Now. He pushed down on the pedal and his engine roared. He had hit it right on time. He laughed aloud and he heard his brother's laugh nearby.
One. Go.
The cars on the track raced forward, and the younger brother was living his dream. He smelled the exhaust, felt the rubber bite into the asphalt, and tightened his grip on the wheel. He pressed into the brake as he took his first turn. He zipped past two racers in quick succession. He was in 10th place. They hadn't even gotten to that first jump. Up ahead, he saw several racers knocking each other around. One of them spun out, and he had to shift to the outside curve to make it by. The two racers he passed zipped into the lead. Now he was in 12th and the jump was coming. He pressed into the gas and he came out of that turn and his heart was racing in his throat as the wheels left the track. Quickly he leaned his weight to the side, causing the entire car to spin in the air. The model of the racer had a small flaw that caused some of the parts to work better when upside down, and this could also be used to give that rider a small boost in speed simply by spinning the entire thing. Normally this wouldn't be possible, but the younger brother had found a way, tricks during the jumps. He hit the ground right side up and lurched forward with the speed needed to pass not only the two racers in front of him, but also a third. Glancing back, he couldn't even see the three that he'd passed. He had blasted down that track and nothing could stop him.
Eat me.
He shook his head. And he took that next turn. He felt the mushroom press into his side, and he was flooded with that need again, that need to feel the electricity surge through his body. Just one nibble. And to be given the strength of the gods, he could do anything.
You can do
anything, the mushroom whispered over the roar of the engine. He could do anything, he thought. He could do anything as he popped the mushroom into his mouth. The world exploded in color and sound and chaos. He swerved to avoid different things that were in the middle of the road. He didn't even notice as he zipped past his brother and five other racers. He was too busy dodging the objects that were being thrown onto the track. This wasn't fair. This wasn't how the race was done. He hit the inside curve and he looked back at the chaos of colors and broken racers. The track pulled away from the ground and floated against gravity into the sky until it was just the stars, the track, and him. Electricity flowed through him as he felt something in the race car give out. His speed decreased, and he panicked. There was nothing that he could do but just keep racing. He could hear the other racers behind him. He knew that he had to fix this issue, something. Suddenly, as if his wishing had reached someone, the car picked up speed again. The track lost that look of asphalt, and now it was constantly shifting through the colors of the rainbow, the sound of music flooding his ears, and the power of the mushroom flooded him. He zipped forward, knocking a racer completely off the track. He watched the racer soar into the distance, and deep within, he wanted the same thing. but right now he had to race. He leaned into the pedal and hit the turn with enough speed to push in the first place. He saw the finish line up ahead. It was a straight run. Nothing could stop him. He was going to go the distance. No more eating canned food. No more walking through waist-high sewage. No more hoping that one day things would be better.
Then the track shifted. Like a snake in an earthquake, the track writhed and twisted into loops, twisting and hairpin turns. The first turn hit him like a truck. He spun the car and felt the tires burn into a brightly colored road. He came out with the speed of a demon.
He hit the first loop with a fearless fervor. The stars zipped around him until they became solid lines along his path. He reached into his pocket and pulled out another one. He had more mushrooms. He needed all the strength that he could get. He didn't even think about how those shrooms had gotten there. As he popped the tangy creature straight into his mouth, his tires left the track for a second before returning as he came out of the loop. He felt his foot sit heavy on that pedal and whooped as he approached the next turn. He twisted and steered the wheel so that he was sliding sideways. He was the best. He was unstoppable. He was a god of the racetrack.
And then he felt his tires slip. Something large and blue slamming into him. His car flipped into the air. He watched the track slowly fade behind him. No, below him. As he grew closer and closer to the stars, he saw down below the large navy carapace that had knocked him off the track. He took a deep breath. He unfastened his seatbelt. He didn't need this race. He was beyond that. The world slowed down and the young brother continued into the sky until he became one of the many, many stars that he had seen on his race.
Mamma mia!